The morons running and ruining California almost did it again with the proposed four-day work week. Greetings, this is Dr. David D. Schein for Saving America, and this special episode deals with the entertainment in the entertainment capital of California. And yes, folks, they have proposed a four-day work week. Now, let's be clear, a four-day work week is simply not a new concept. Any business in the United States that wishes to implement a four-day work week may do so. And it is their prerogative, not the morons in California. And we'll talk some more about that. In fact, in my early career, I was with Shell Oil, and we implemented, by negotiating with the union, which requested it, a rotating shift four-day work week. And in fact, it was a 4-3 work week. The employees would work four 12-hour shifts 1 week and earn overtime. And then the following week, they would work 36 hours and would not work overtime because they only work three 12-hour shifts equaling 36 hours. Under the federal wage hour law, an employee in the United States in most but not all jobs is required to be paid overtime after working 40 hours in a defined work week. So that's the setting. Now, a state can provide for, say, overtime after 8 hours in a day or other provisions. In many, many states and localities, unfortunately, have passed these anti-employer restrictions. Now, keep in mind that these are always portrayed as, oh, we're out for the little guy, we're out to help the worker. But there's an important consideration. That is, the business has to be able to make enough money to pay its employees. And the business, if it's a manufacturing business especially, may be able to simply pack up and move to a state that hasn't implemented such anti-employer rules. So this is a pretty interesting situation. And I'm just always surprised when I hear, as the population exits California, as businesses exit California, that the remaining folks have not gotten the clue that it's time to settle down and stop being so anti-employer, because it turns out that that's also anti-good jobs, anti-employee if they can't find jobs. So, you know, this does have a consequence. And, you know, the scumballs in California added a new twist that is not a violation of federal law. As I said, they can make laws more restrictive than the federal laws, not just not more unrestrictive. But in this case, what they said was all companies with at least 500 employees would need to have a four-day work week, meaning that after 32 hours of work in a work week, they would then get overtime instead of after 40. Now, this is a 25% pay raise, because I have to assume that most employees need to be on the job for 40 hours, whether they do it in 4 or 5 days. Because that's how much work is out there, which means they would still need to do all of their work. This is a very silly situation. And again, not a surprise from the clowns in California. However, maybe they should have done it, because speaking as someone who's here in Texas, the folks in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Nevada, the states that surround California, are the beneficiaries of the increased anti-employer sentiment in the state of California. Thanks for joining us for this special episode of Saving America. This is your host, Dr. David D. Schein. If you have enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on your favorite platform.